Now, the city of Madison launched an effort last year to provide some emergency mental health calls with non-law enforcement responders. The project is called the Community Alternative Response Emergency Services, or CARES for short. It means that instead of police, 911 calls for nonviolent mental health emergencies are answered by a two-person team, a fire department paramedic and a mental health crisis worker. The program started taking calls citywide this spring and is coming up on a year in operation. We're checking in on how it's going and what impact the CARES program is having on the community. Satya Rhodes-Conway is the mayor of Madison. Mayor Rhodes-Conway, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dean. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
What were you seeing and others in the city seeing that led you to want to start this program?
We felt like it was really important for folks who are, you know, having a mental health or a behavioral health crisis, but not a threat to others or to the community, to be connected with care instead of, connecting with a police officer. And we also wanted to free up our officers' time to deal with, more serious issues around public safety. So it was important for us to think about what is really the best response when somebody is in this kind of crisis, and let's provide that instead of just defaulting to it being a police response.
And as you were developing the program, were there other cities where this was in place and getting going that you looked to for some inspiration or information?
Yeah, so we always like to learn from other cities that might be doing something that's interesting or innovative. And so in this case, we looked to Eugene, Oregon, and to Denver, Colorado in particular, but also a few other places that are doing something similar.
As we mentioned, these responses go toward nonviolent emergencies. Can you give us an example? What are some of the types of calls and situations that responders are going to?
So it can be a whole range, and the calls, may come in from into the 911 center, and it may be that the operator is listening and saying, okay, I think this is a CARES call. Or it can be somebody who calls in and specifically asks for the service. So it might be somebody who, you see somebody on the street, they don't look quite right. They look like they're having some sort of mental health episode. It may be, something where it's a family member or a friend, and you know that they have outstanding issues and you need some support. I mean, it really is kind of across the board, the calls that come in to the CARES team and get dispatched, right? So it does go through the dispatch center, through the 911 center, and they are trained to send a set of different call types to the CARES team instead of sending them to either police or fire.
And so if a loved one is having a mental health crisis, you can request a CARES response, but even if you don't know about the program necessarily, dispatch will perhaps funnel it toward that.
Yes, that's right.
Gotcha. And can you talk about the goals of the CARES team, that duo of people, when they show up to a call? What are their first steps? What are they really trying to do there?
So our overarching goal here is to connect people with the care that they need and to treat mental and behavioral health issues through a public health or a healthcare lens. So our CARES teams will go out, they'll assess the situation, they'll de-escalate if they need to, it may be appropriate for them to provide some treatment right there. It may be appropriate for them to, make a connection or a recommendation to further resources in the community, or it may be appropriate for them to actually transport somebody to a treatment situation. They have a lot of options of what they can do, but it starts with getting to the scene, assessing the situation, de-escalating the situation, and really connecting with the person who needs help and support, and finding out what kind of help and support specifically they're going to need, and then what we can offer them.
And the program has been going for about a year now. I know it expanded from the downtown area in Madison to a citywide program now. How has it been going? Has it been put to use?
Absolutely. So we started in September of 2021. And as you said, we started only in the Central District. Right now, we're only operating Monday through Friday in the sort of midday shift, because when we started the program, we actually looked back at these types of calls and when they were most frequent, and that's when we had the highest call volume. So we wanted to meet the need, first of all. But as of June 30th, we've had a total of 615 calls that the CARES van has gone to. We've served over 400 individuals via the CARES team, and we have expanded to answering calls citywide. We now have 2 units. We started with one, and we now have 2 units. And I think it's been, very successful, both in the sense that there's a clear need. There are calls out there that are getting responded to. On average, calls are take about an hour. This is a pretty intensive service, and I think we're seeing pretty good outcomes. It's still relatively early, but we are tracking all of the data, and we're trying to, make sure that the service we're providing is useful to the community and to the individuals involved, of course.
We're talking with Mayor of Madison, Satya Rhodes Conway, about the CARES program dispatching mental health professionals and paramedics rather than police officers to respond to some nonviolent emergency calls. And Mayor Rhodes Conway, what are you hearing from police about this, who presumably would have been responding to some of these incidences before?
I think the feedback from folks in the city across the board, whether that's folks in our police department or our fire department, the city council, et cetera, has been really positive overall. I mentioned that each call can take up to an hour, some of them more than an hour, but our average call length is an hour. And if you think about it, that's a long time. And so previously, when we were dispatching a police officer, they might be on that call for an hour or more, and that means that they're not doing something else in our community, focused on reducing gun violence or preventing crime. So it eats up a lot of time. I think that that our police officers are happy to not be having to respond to this type of call, which, although we have great mental health officers that do have training in mental health, not every police officer has that training. And so I think it's really productive for us to dispatch these calls to people who are specifically trained to deal with them and can take the time that's needed.
We'll leave it there. Mayor Rhodes Conway, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
That was Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. She was with us today to talk about the city's CARES team, a non-law enforcement response program for mental health emergency calls. That program operates citywide in Madison. If there's anything like this in your part of the state, or if you're curious about starting something like that up, let us know. Email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org. We would love to hear about it.